Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Toxic green slime attacks America. What a great movie pitch. Awesome special effects. Multitudes of bikini-clad victims. Unfortunately, it's true, so hardly anybody is interested. This summer, 21 states that we know of, most don't even bother to keep records on this pestilence, closed beaches and issued public health warnings when their waters became clogged with blooms of toxic green algae. At least one person and 20 pets have been killed by the slime, along with untold numbers of birds and wildlife. Yet no cable news network has gone wall to wall on this spreading, deadly threat. Perhaps because there's no mystery here. We know who the culprit is, and we know how to stop the threat. Industrial agriculture soaks its fields with chemicals throughout the growing season and sometimes beyond. Much of these compounds wash off the fields into streams, rivers, lakes, and oceans. They're responsible for enormous dead zones where nothing lives, at the mouths of the world's large rivers. Synthetic fertilizer, especially, delivers the nutrients intended for land-based plants to water-based plants, algae. Thus stimulated, algae bloom, form thick mats that block the sunlight from the living things below. Then the mats die, and in decomposing, suck all the oxygen out of the water. There's one thing that algae love as much as the nitrates and phosphorus that industrial agriculture is feeding them: warm, stagnant water. And thanks to global warming, brought to us by the oil industry, algae are getting lots of that, too. The results are detailed in a report put out in September by the National Wildlife Federation. But wait, there's more. Some of the algae in the scenario I just described are cyanobacteria, or blue-green algae, that produce deadly toxins. The more algae you have, the more toxic algae, and thanks to industrial agriculture, we have lots of algae. In every story I see about this, some editor requires the insertion of an obligatory sharing of the blame, with such things as lawn fertilizer and the mythical failing rural septic systems. No such editor works here. Just a sampling of the havoc recently wreaked by toxic green blobs. The lakes in Iowa, the heart of the industrial breadbasket, have some of the highest nitrogen and phosphorus levels in the world. Because of algae blooms and poor water clarity, 79 of the state's top recreational lakes are on Iowa's impaired waters list. Grand Lake St. Mary's in Ohio has spent $8 million since 2009 removing green slime that crops up May through October. In southeast Florida, the St. Lucie River and Indian River Lagoon were choked with algae this summer, and the State Department of Health warned residents to avoid it. A massive algal bloom in southwest Florida killed a record 241 of Florida's endangered manatees. There are only about 5,000 manatees left in the wild. On Lake Erie, whose massive summer algae bloom can be seen from space, the city of Toledo, fourth largest in Ohio, will spend an extra $1 million this year to combat the toxins in its drinking water. In Carroll Township, Ohio, west of Toledo, toxins in the water supply increased so much in early September that officials told 2,000 residents not to make any use of the water coming from their taps. But wait, there's more. People eating shellfish taken from northwestern waters have begun coming down with diuretic shellfish poisoning. Shellfish are filter feeders, and one of the things they filter out and retain and concentrate are the toxins produced by algae. Pretty soon the rule will be, don't eat shellfish in any month that has letters in its name. and don't go anywhere near green water. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.